Hey family, gotta get down and dirty on the floor for this one. So which do you prefer, on your back or on your face? See, sometimes we get full of ourselves and somehow end up on our backs as a result. That's when God has us all to himself. We can't go anywhere but up. We can't do it without him. And being on your back isn't always fun, but it does give you a minute to reflect on that brick that's falling from the sky. Look at Matthew 26 and 39, where it talks about humble, sincere prayer while lying prostrate, that is, flat on your face. Now, there's no guarantee that you won't suffer a mishap that puts you on your back anyway. Are you kidding? Ever walk through the house at night and accidentally stump your little toe on the coffee table? Oh, Lord. You better hope God doesn't hear the first word out of your mouth. But since you're down there on the floor anyway, you might as well roll over on your face and make it a habit. No, not stumping your toe. I'm talking about a habit of humbling yourself and praying to God on your face. It's even better to do that when you know you can get up without any help. I'm Larry Mullins, and that